increases tremendous. I think we can much better be reaching. I think they're feeling that enough time to go through the needs.
Whether we need that discovery, whether we cannot just issues of policy so that we do our Thank you, Chair. I would suggest that we go forward to this meeting and address the Our own constitution of the country. is derived from the freedom charter. So the freedom charter is not necessarily a document of the agency. It is a document that was adopted in Vietnam to say what kind of South Africa we shall build and what will guide us in building that South Africa. And in this instance, the freedom charter is conquered in the context of economic transformation in the country. Who is paid by that in this context?
Yeah, I could rest assured, I could reassure that I'm not paid. That is not the motion that I feel about. What I might say is that the attempt by Chair and the AG to impose a document on all people in this country when it is clearly not supported by those people is unjustified. The freedom charge is the aspiration. The freedom charge is not mentioned in our constitution. The principles, certain principles enshrined within the Freedom Charter are included in the Constitution. That's not the Freedom Charter per se. And I think it would be a grave act of ideological arrogance to assume that everybody sitting around this table and everybody sitting in the House of Parliament and everybody in this country necessarily supports the Freedom Charter for certain elements within it that we all support. But it was written and it was devised essentially by the worker socialist community that existed in Trinidad at the time, with a significant influence of Trinidad Communist Party, which the Democratic Alliance would never ever adopt or support. Which is why I agree with Reverend Honorable Measuring that the best way of dealing with this issue is to simply remove it. Because if you're going to reference the Freedom Charter, you could reference to many other documents as well, which form the basis for government policy in this country. And you know, I think that, honestly, by bringing this word in, it's leading to conflict within this community, which is unnecessary. We can agree on many, many things, but to put a thing like that is just inflammatory, in my opinion.
Just
as
I said to that
is,
the way elections in 2014 and the AEC won those elections and what is being used in this country to transform our AEC procedures. It could be decided then when another party is in power, which will then put its own policies on how it will transform the economy. But for now that the AEC is in power, the AEC will use its policies and make reference of this own document. And I would like that a revolution to respond to that.
And remove the sport.
I am asking you to respond because Honorable Charles is making reference of what he is saying that you are still running the same thing. And I want you to actually agree or disagree with him that you as him are saying the same thing.
And Jefferson, what Honorable Smith was supporting? That's why I supported. I supported Honorable Hossa, who I thought said we can do without the reference. And I said, when I read the sentence without reference, I don't see the sentence changing. So he supports the view that the sentence will not be clearly changed if we exclude parents and the third
thing. Honorable Charles is responding to the question that I'm asking as who is paid by having the freedom charter there.
I don't think I'm not paid.
FANC, we are also sensitive to use words change. It's not that we say we can use any way to any time. But at the same time, we wouldn't want to set a precedence where SMU why is passion not so much the present tense of, I mean, the present tense of the process, but in the implication that we go on, because we are raising the number of people, but our policies also come, are informed by our histories. But when I say so, it doesn't mean that we will also use provocative ways that undermine other parties. We will also be sensitive not to do that. But we wouldn't want to set a precedent where all the time we must say we can't use this wage because opposition will not get it. We can't use this wage because opposition will not get it. If that's what worries us, that we shouldn't do away with the outside. Only for that reason.
I wanted to come on the level of the report because I'm convinced we can't discuss this for 30 minutes an hour. We still have another engagement. Having noted all the arguments put forward here on this particular thing, I think we should just note the objection and then move on.
In short, I think from the context, it is clear that we have been initiated, say the same. But I want to say to the Honorable Sons that maybe the debate is raising will reach another problem, another time, because can you really put better than what is here? And we will need enough time to debate the facts in the field of self-education. Any problem with the meaning themselves, because whoever became it will ever understand what the meaning is. But I don't agree with agreeing that because of this, we don't have that we need to do it. It's a very serious political problem and a political incorrect understanding. If the ruling party will go back in this situation, and we'll need another state to have another question, I agree that we would.
Most of our meetings will be quoted because of the particularly the African National Congress. And our understanding of the people party is that it is not a document of the African National Congress. It is a document that was adopted by the African National Congress, but it was adopted in return in a Congress of the people. Not only members, it is a document that was embraced by South Africans as a guiding document that will be used to bring about a new South Africa. And we are at that phase now of using that document as a guiding tool to transform the country and address the imbalance that was created by the apartheid government. And it cannot be correct that way, because certain political parties are not in agreement. Maybe because they don't understand the people charter, who then say we should not quote the people. We have quoted the people. This word was not included here. When we were discussing this, we quote the people charter. And what is recorded in meeting, it means is what is said by members during the deliberation. And I can assure you that in terms of ensuring that the industry is transformed, we in the ANC, and I can see today that with the support of the ESF, the support of the NLP, and the support of the ACTP, we all agree that we would use the Freedom Charter to transform the economy in this country, because the Freedom Charter is very dependent on what needs to be done. There's no other document that we there's no way that we would say in this committee on issues that we have discussed, then we can remove the Freedom Charter just because it is a party that is not happy with us quoting the Freedom Charter.
I think you are summing up the general difference. And then I second one of Chan's prime principles that the minutes must be discussed as soon as possible. But in other words, in principle, we should strive that in the next meeting we adopt the minutes of the president. Unless, you know, there are other consensus. Because other consensus will arise where a certain rule agree that let's defer the minutes. But to defer the minutes such that we have a whole group of minutes wrong on the part of the seventh series. I guess we're maybe on the part of ourselves, because we are the leading the seventh series.
Chairman, I wanted to submit that if perhaps meeting for the previous week would be available in the next week when we're sitting, so that we can be able to adopt it on the weekly basis and avoid this kind of thing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you then have the move for the adoption of the minutes on our commission?
Before the so we must. After that, I think those in the all members of the committee and a presentation from SDGI experts presented to Congress and the Chief of the
I don't get the same thing, but I also want to argue that we shouldn't have this list. I don't think that it has developed in subsequent meetings. I will propose that we do away with it, because I mean, what do we find? We need guidance as a representative for this. We must assume. And then in the same paragraph, rural malls without involvement of local entrepreneurs, making them, I want making them tenants in those malls, so that we remove the fact that may be changing into making. So just like it would be better.
I must not understand the meaning of that present. The meaning of the sentence is that those who invest in malls do not invite local traders as co-partners in ownership of the market. you would only invite them to make the challenge, which then makes it very difficult for those people to go to live as barber shop or a general dealer or me, I'm not paying rent, and then I'm offered to then go to the mall and pay an exorbitant rent for my behavior. Because in the mall, tenants are multinational, and then the people who are investing in townships and rural areas would then say, when they are engaged by local businesses, who want two filters there, the establishment of the mall is actually going to kill their business. The response to the investor is say, you can come in as tenant. So close your shop and come in the tenant here. That is the minimum. And the issue that is being raised is that way. Instead of inviting them to make them tenants, which they cannot afford to do, they should be invited to be co-partners in the mosque. So that if tenants come in, they who used to own a barber shop is now a property owner of the mall, and tenants is then paying rent to pay. Who is affected by the establishment of the mall? Whose general dealer is no longer able to function because there is a mall that has been established? That is the of the show. Honorable.
You have the comment said in everything that you are suggesting, but still I would propose that we remove parts and then change to make it to be kingdom. You still obtain the same meaning, but you keep the next better.
I would agree that we move back and invest instead. Rural mode without involving the involvement of local entrepreneurs. Instead, they make them change. All the policies that we need can then have a proposal for the election of the meeting in the final report.
Thank you, Chair. I move on our position of the meeting for the voting that we have been discussed in the
past.
And before we approach, can you just introduce again? She did explain that a little bit of transition from the chief of the world was without involvement of learning the various comma.
It is a matter to be looked at if the country is serious with enterprise development. If we are serious about enterprise development, we would need to revisit the passion. Used in the establishment of urban mode and township mode in the context of our experience. therapy, those that have certain spots of syndrome, you know, are not invited to become co-owners. Instead, they are being invited to become tenants. Can you let me have a look at that?
I second that decision.
And the meaning of the voting of the second of the portfolio commission is not the
because Thank you, James. And the same is that starts with Mr. Nsuku, the chief official. And that's very, it's a bit short. Only the last time I was asked that is the first time that long time. With a presentation which is detailed figures. So that is the three objectives. The last sentence that starts with Mr. Lucci, the second one,
In the same line, what they said, it looks like Hippocrates, the case ends with that, we will read better. So that it is the first practice of objective start at the night.
I would also propose that instead of saying therefore they, you say therefore people, because it is the organization that's what I'm
saying.
Okay.
And love religion. And here's a question about the Sida, that's what I'm calling it. I don't know what you're doing.
Observation, can you show me
that? I think it's three, four, five, six. That means why is he is the acting for the entire, and why could he be saying she does such a life in foreign conditions?
Thank you.
agenda to inquire who is within Shiva, which means the person in Shiva, not Shiva to the consciousness.
Without looking into the style of writing, to tend to agree with the honorable issue, because at any rate, Shida wouldn't have the capacity to exercise because one nature of what being is capacity. So I tend to agree with you.
And that is the quality that I'm reading with
in what you were asking, there is very clear this part that is about Caesar supporting father, calling on his father, so this would be a transgression of the money for him.
Jefferson suggested the two sentences collapse into one. Yeah, collapse into one. Let's say, inquire towards subsidizing, what subsidizing is for this true stuff. And then we learn from the Lagos father owned shop, father owner is working, that some foreign owned businesses were getting support from the local business. This is the newsroom.
Because of the critical point, I think the differentiation between a local businessman and a foreign businessman. When I say would say to me, if the foreign owned shops are subsidized such that they are able to undercut the prices of locals, that will normally not be done by a local businessman. I would think it's unlikely that the set up within.
You are now making an assumption. When I was a child and I was working in the committee of practice for business, I also come across that information. Okay. There is a business, a South African business person who has two centers, one in Durban and the other one in Johannesburg, who is actually subsidizing the foreign transfer shop. That very same information that the Honourable Minister is talking about, I also have come across.
Thank you, Jefferson. It was on page 5, 2.3. It was to remove that image. There's a second on the extra image. About the reduction. There is an end that is just end about. The end. Yeah. In a presentation on the upside term. There is an end of this business because there was no F. And then he goes on
to the
street.
In China. You have your correct, you don't raise an issue and then you don't see how you are correcting it.
Exactly. And there is also a sentence that says, what is the name of the document? Okay. Here comes one in my new section. I think it is an expert. Shopping. Yeah. And when we go about to the observation, on figures, on the curve is relating to the curve outcomes of the government, wanted to know if the movement of figures to the department has brought any changes, even if the movement is a change.
We use a common word, the migration.
On the same thing from the chair, in the line that has a CEO in capital letters, has been acting for a long time, inquired who within CEDA people could remove this, so that we have to remain with who within CEDA.
Who is that representing foreign owner?
From the set of paragraph 1345, basic is lack of people to get into towns and to go for that area system and to go into for that area. The special arrangement
for
that area. Into go into for that area. The special arrangement. Yes.
Thank you. in closing, the Chairperson thanked all members of the committee and presenters. I propose we end there with the presenters so that this is all
finished. I would suggest that when we come to that, we automatically be meeting because we have access to the
Constitution.
The event of the river and the summer for the chief.
Thank you, Chair. I move that we accept and adopt the motion.
I
second.
The minutes of the meeting of the Council of Ministers of the Constitution of the Church. I hear the question of the Constitution of the Church. Honorable
Constitution.
No, I was saying that the recording of the President of the
Actually, is that the capital, I mean the plural, just to make it plural, on the second line from the top as well as on the fourth line? That's the
on page 3 of the chapter. Okay. Can we then finalize the North Corporation of the UN proposed
another on the same page 3, are we sure of our meaning where we end the resolution? When we say, after deliberation, the decision was taken by the management, we look into the next opportunity, the committee, and then the next stage to a later date against the parliamentary committee and budget vote program, and communicate the final decision to all members via short message system. That's that via short message system. Are we sure that what we wanted to say? Via short message system.
Look at the policy problems, and then pick up any answer. on the second set of meetings, I have picked up areas that require a follow-up by the committee. Asking the committee need to follow up with the issue of the FTDO to ensure that there is a movement on that issue.
Yeah. I'd like to report a conversation I had with the FTC about a week ago. I asked them the question. Did you get to apply to drop? He said that. He said that to these guys. And I very much got the impression that double counsel in the media, as do a number of other officials, and maybe thinking that we are putting a bit too much heat on this. But you get no indication that there have been any shorts in Canada on that today. So I was supportive of the position that we need to send an urgent. Asking her to update us on these cases and the appointment of Marla Bowers, the DG and the Department of the CFO. And if you recall, we also asked her to send us a contract. We haven't seen that contract.
Okay. Can you confirm our input? I appreciate that the issues that you are raising, but can we pack them so that we locate them under follow-up, but not necessarily under the follow-up of the need. So we are in agreement that we need to then follow up on the issue of the acting CEO. Yeah, when the presentation was made, it was made by an acting CEO. The follow-up was made to me, to the minister, and the board of CISA. CISA is when, what progress has been made, and when CISA is likely to have a permanent CEO. That is what the follow-up that we will be making. Are we in agreement with that?
Yes.
And then also, on the same page, where it says foreign companies are in support on table. And then there is no support given to Russia short, whether they are foreign or locally owned. And then I would want us to follow up on the support given to Russia short. I can tell you that because in my view, if this department responsibility is to be the lost month business. Yes, the purpose of the business. And why would then be not a problem? And I would want us to make a follow-up on that. Okay. And then the other issue is here that the there is a challenge of FIDA having a personnel. And although they are having the monthly level outreach program, to train people in the world, you know, the challenge is the problem. And they actually plan off the offices of two people and it is difficult for them to travel to be in the world, you know, because they spend most of their time attending to people's different office for non-financial and financial support and education. In engaging with paper and also in looking at what is happening on the ground, CETA, I mean, CETA is using consultants. Okay. And CETA is saying it is difficult to have outreach programs because we don't have that. We can't go out because of an outreach situation. We only have two people. But on the other hand, also, the solution to that is kids are being given more money to increase salaries of the personnel because there is poaching of the personnel from kids. So they are saying we can't retain our staff. We can't retain our staff because we pay no salaries. And then that is why we don't have turn over this staff. That is the presentation that is what is that we are fighting. They are saying to us, lobby for us to get more money so that we can retain more staff. Yeah, second point, the second observation that we need to make is that on top of that staff that they have, that they say they can't retain because of low salaries, they use consultants. Their staff is mainly of the same. And my proposal then is that we should also make a follow-up on that issue to actually look at the best possible intervention to build the capacity in CETA. Taking into account that while CETA is asking for more money in order to retain staff, we have on the other hand graduates. The last presentation of the King of Media, they both have economies that was not employed, that they absorbed, and the person that is assisting them. We have leadership programs, we have graduates that are taking the phone, and we have received that. That is lacking in capacity. It says we can't fulfill our mandate because we have no personnel. Give us no money. And us, as a committee, that is for the responsibility of developing human businesses. We should be looking at an intervention that we need to address the unemployment of graduates and utilization of the leadership as opposed to giving more money to employ office staff, people who delegate their work to consultants that are expensive.
I think when you look at the whole thing, that's not wage, but when you say something to the effect of renewal or a consolidation, you know, of, so that it becomes work in progress, which is to address these number of problems and issues.
I'm supporting the idea that the whatever that he's looking for. But also the question that is not understandable that the see that can request for more money, but they got money to pay consultants. Because consultants are so expensive. So I can't understand that. Because to me, it can't be at least responsible if you're doing that.
Another question.
And back to the master. Is taking a solution to this problem, the structure of higher education should be proper board.
If you listen to yesterday in the house, when you were dealing with the report, the only issue that was first was actually, teachers are not delivering according to expectations. And one of the teachers that said it was released was the service. If the teacher is busy and the national skills development was one of the issues that was raised, meaning that through engagement between this committee and the Committee of Higher Education, we could find a solution to this problem of lack of capacity in CEDA, which would then address skill-based resources. One, redirect the focus of the service sector, absorb graduates that are currently unemployed youth, which means they are beginning to have a solution on the high rate of unemployment and youth methods. But also, we are capacitating CEDA without giving more money to CEDA, which can then be a new way of making CEDA work. To say, CEDA, everywhere we absorb a certain number of graduates, deploy them in areas where CEDA doesn't have a footprint. And like we have said in the past, use the local government and deploy those people and then this then is the capacity. But if we have not gone back to Cheddar to ask for no money, you are actually using the money that is there. You are using a student that's not expensive. If you are a graduate, you are giving that person an experience and community level. You are reducing the unemployment and you are bringing the service closer to the people. So, I did not want us to better discuss this issue, but it's part of motivation to say, let us follow this issue out to come up with a possible intervention. And lastly, what needs to be followed up, I can propose to follow up, is for CEDA to present as an organogram, not a footprint of offices, to know how many people are employed in CEDA, and also to get an understanding of how much of what goes to CEDA is spent on remuneration of CEDA personnel and how much of what goes to CEDA is spent on consultants. We follow up on the organogram and we follow up also on how what is given to CEDA to do this work of developing families and cooperatives. Goes to remuneration of CEDA officials as well as paying for our services of the. If we agree, those are the issues that I think you would then have to follow up as a result of this engagement with your speaker on the 15th of April, which would then give us more information on how we approach our budget review recommendation control and also influencing the alignment of the CDC to the National Public Department.
Chair, I agree with you entirely. I want to propose that we pause and jump over to the draft document because it's critical that we know what we are everyone in the program. Excellent knowledge because we can't say we will kill people at least for the next
question. Can you say for this is an update because it's concerning the question before us. CIFA was supposed to request to allow study and so that to be updated. They were stating that there was still in conflict to the economy below the university. Now that mechanism in Europe is nothing that needs to be involved.
So, then the last issue that I want us to create a follow up on is on page 9. The director for what is doing in the meeting. In that meeting, and the request to the first officials or applicants, we would also want to see the follow up to the request to one applicant. Those are the follow up issues that the university wants to make as far as the meeting that we have. Do you have anything from the first week as well as the next week? If there is anyone who has anything, then send us that. If there is none, can you then go through the program? The week of the 21st and the 24th of July is a committee meeting. And the proposal is that we have a workshop at focuses on the relevance of the financial instruments for families and cooperatives. When we do that, we are actually beginning to deal with access to finance as an issue that concerns by our fund community and cooperation. And we call FIFA and ITC. The reason for us to call of ITC is that there is this great area in terms of fiscal finance. As to who actually what informs the products that are offered by everyone. And how the money gets to everyone. Then there is a spelling mistake here. It's not NASA, it's NASA. It's an association of the National Association of Doctors in South Africa. The National Association of Doctors in South Africa is registered. It's a register of things. And so far, if there was a forecast, a clear forecast, in line with the radical economic transformation and a clear understanding of how the community is a forecast, could have long been a forecast in the past, transforming the economy. Now, you have a safer that is money and gifts to subsidiaries, the intermediaries, that are charging 42 to 110 percent interest rate on one penny. The RHLM is for Rural Housing Loan Fund. It's under the Department of Human Development. They are using this approach to open the fund housing in rural areas. Then we have the Chairperson's workshop, and then all that is put here. What you may have to change in all this is to find a day on which we can deal with it before we have a big fight. That is what I have presented for consideration by the committee. Another clause?
Yes, as the week has been situation, I agree with the program. I would like to take care of some of the things when we come up with the thing because it's impacting the program. But not only that, I think I'm not going to take care
of that. This can only be sourced when the committee takes action on this program. So it will be interested. So you are proposing that to us. Any further?
I second the adoption of the program.
Is there anyone to sign the resolution to you? Maybe not the program of the section. Of the portfolio committee on small business development is hereby adopted. That is actually a meeting at the presentation.